AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia says its warships in the Caspian Sea are targeting the Islamic State group in Syria. Last week, Russia began airstrikes in Syria. This morning, we're hearing that Syrian troops have launched a ground offensive backed by those Russian airstrikes. The AP has learned that authorities in Eastern Europe have busted up several attempts by criminal gangs overseas to sell radioactive material to Middle Eastern extremists, some of whom want to target the United States. Michael Leiter, the former head of the National Counterterrorism Center, tells the Today Show.
Anytime you have reports of extremists and terrorists being interested in nuclear materials or really any weapon of mass destruction precursor, it's a real concern. I will say it's not a terribly new concern. We've really been worried about this since after 9/11.
One seller told an informant that it was essential that the smuggled uranium he was trying to unload go to Arabs. He said in a wiretapped conversation, "I really want an Islamic buyer because they will bomb the Americans." More evacuations this morning in the storm-weary Columbia, South Carolina area as they worry there about a dam that may give way. Meanwhile, 2.5 hours away and closer to the coast, Georgetown, South Carolina resident Tom Duran is cleaning up after the historic rainfall sent water gushing into his house.
It was coming in through the kitchen wall, through the bathroom walls, through the bedroom walls, through the living room walls, because it was up over the sandbags we put on the door, and it just kept rising.
One of the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry says his work on how cells repair damaged DNA can be used to prevent serious diseases. Swedish scientist Thomas Lindahl was one of the three scientists who won the prize this morning. This is AP Radio News. There's lots of talk about Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson and what he said recently about last week's shooting at a community college in Oregon. Those shootings left 10 people dead, including the gunman. Dr. Carson said he would have done something to stop the shooter had he been there. This morning, on CBS, he didn't back down.
From the indications that I got, they did not rush the shooter. The shooter can only shoot one person at a time. He cannot shoot a whole group of people. And so the ideal is overwhelm him so that not everybody gets killed.
He fended off criticism that he was being insensitive to the victims. Doctors Without Borders is calling for an independent and unprecedented fact-finding mission to investigate that U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan run by the medical aid group. 22 people were killed. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.